Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
And before, you know, questions, you know, I know a couple years ago there was a lot of talk about another receiver, Debo, and I said the same thing, but with B.A., you know, B.A., I've communicated on a couple occasions, on many occasions, our wish. And our wish is that he's here and a part of the Niners for the rest of his career. You know, we're working through that. And, you know, as such, you know, I was a player once and I never liked my business being out in the public. And so I'm going to respect that. I'm not going to speak for their side. I can say we're having good talks and I'm just going to leave it at that. And we'll focus on the draft here today. But that's just want to understand you guys have a job to do and respect that. But that's kind of the tone I'm going to take there. So
15-minute mark on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Peter, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. 49ers GM John Lynch on Brandon Ayuk. Steelers fans still very intrigued on what's going on with Brandon Ayuk and his situation with the 49ers. Lynch cut everybody off at the pass and started his press conference on the draft, just like the Steelers had one earlier today. This happened moments ago because they're on West Coast time, saying that they're talking. And
nice
not to
talks.
Panic yet.
Good
yes,
talks.
They're making productive talks and
pleasant talks.
All that stuff. Now, I tweeted out some eyeball emojis last night, and most of my Twitter followers thought it was Ayuk related. That's what they guessed. They thought it had something to do with the Steelers and Ayuk.
That was what most of the people who foolishly went to me expecting me to have an answer also surmised. They said, "Chris, is this Ayuk related?" I said, "The hell if I know. He might have just had a really good glass of whiskey."
I did. I tried the Wiggle Reserve this weekend. It was tremendous. I also cooked for Amanda on Saturday, and she said, "You've been sandbagging me. You're actually a good cook.
What did
Where
you
has this been my whole life?"
What did you make?
Fish tacos.
So from scratch, you prepared the
Everything.
Fish.
Made the guacamole, pickled onions on my own, marinated
pickled
it.
Pickled onions?
Yeah.
Dude, you can't even, you've never even checked your work email, and you're pickling onions?
I did.
Well, now...
Blown
there's
away.
There's either one of two things here is going to happen. You're going to be addicted to the dopamine high of your wife saying loving things like that about you and complimenting you and keep going back to cook, or you're going to go right back to the well of never doing this.
Well, I wanted to chip in on Sunday, too. We made steak picanha in the sous vide.
Ooh.
With some sides.
Congratulations
and
on all
and
your
she
success.
Took
very
blue collar. She took the reins there. Absolutely. Steak and potatoes.
Oh, that picanha is as blue collar as it
she
gets.
She took the reins, and I was more...
The help.
On Stella duty.
Yeah.
But I would have made a trade there and taken the bull by the horns.
So are you going to continue to cook for her like this?
When I have time.
When do you have time?
Well, it just Saturday.
She ain't getting these meals during football
Saturday,
season.
No, you're probably right. In fact, you are right. Saturday just unraveled in a way where the Pirates game was a laugher, and I just couldn't stomach watching the Islanders play the Hurricanes.
So you
and
could
so
say
I
to
took
her,
control of it.
Honey, I got great news for you. If it's not football season, the Pirates are getting waxed and the Penguins are out of the playoffs, do you have a great meal coming your way?
Uh-huh. that I don't think the Mets were on until 10.
What a lucky
the
lady
perfect
she
storm.
Is. Oh, man, is she lucky.
All I can say about what I tweeted last night is that if I can get one more person to confirm something, then I do think I've got a pretty big story on my hands. Now, it's not as big as when you and I were both vetting the Kenny Pickett has asked for a trade scenario, which ended up being true. Mm-hmm. And it's probably not as big as when I knew the Steelers were going to sign an inside linebacker, but I was getting mixed messages on whether it was Willie Gay or Patrick Queen. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it has the potential to be huge. And the part of it that I heard that I'm not going to give the whole thing away because I still need to make sure I get all my T's crossed and I's dotted is that I think the Steelers want to do something, but they just need some willing, they need a willing participant. They need someone or something to be, you can't dance by yourself. They need someone to tango with here.
So they want to make some sort of deal, but somebody has to want to make that deal with them, which tells me it's not about a specific player.
It might be.
But how could it be?
It
might
be.
Unless you're saying that they need someone, it's the royal someone. They need a very specific someone to dance with them. Because if it was just they need someone to dance with them, they want to do something, it could just mean they have designs on trying to execute a trade.
I feel comfortable with the person I talk to, and I'm not like giving away their secrets, because I do think part of this conversation that I had with the person that had the emojis out is like they want this to be out there. But I just need to make sure that it's accurate before I go with it. I think that they're fine with this being out there. In fact, I think they like that it might be out there.
Do you think you're getting used at all if they like it being out there?
I'm getting used, but not used in a way where it's like we're giving you misinformation.
No, you're just a conduit to what they want publicly, yes. But they can't say publicly.
Yeah. Never got asked about it today, as a matter of fact, after a long 25-minute sit-down with reporters, but which made me think, am I the only person that's getting this? Which sometimes is frightening. I think they're getting the green light on something is all I'm going to say. There's no stop sign. There's no yielding.
Mike Rabello's waving around third base. Throw's already in the infield, but he's windmilling him anyway.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what it could be.
So maybe what ends up happening is either get this or then I don't, and then the statute of limitations runs out, and then I eventually tell you what I thought I had that didn't end up going anywhere.
See, why do people why do people think that you're going to tell me even if it's in
No, I'll tell everybody.
No, but why? No. People think when you put these eyeballs out that you have first told me privately. They're like, oh, Chris, you know what he's talking about, right?
I told one other person, and it was Amanda who was on the couch, and she was like reading this murder mystery book or something like that and didn't really
care. Did she even
care.
Acknowledge it?
She's like, oh, hi. Okay, cool.
You realize if I told Alex that I had some big rumor like that casually, she would just go, who's that? Or something like that. Like, if I had told her the week we were both trying to vet the picket stuff, that I had said, like, yeah, you know, somebody, source of mine, told me that, like, that he already asked for a deal, right? Whatever, like, he's unhappy. She'd be like, oh, well. Anyway, did you hear about this dragon right now and this fairy that's trying to tame this dragon? She's read 35 books, by the way, this year.
I wanted to see what all the hullabaloo was. So I'm actually reading a fantasy book right now. Oh. And I'm not sure I can get into these books. But I've never, full disclosure.
What's the fantasy book?
The author's name is Leigh Bardugo. It was a number one. The New York Times said it was good.
Oh, well.
And so I trusted them.
The old gray lady says it's good. Then you're in good shape,
but it's
brother.
Not like one of these, you know, not one of these books that you see.
Have you ever read like any Michael Crichton?
Oh, I read Jurassic Park when I was a kid. Yeah.
Ever read him do the Great Train Robbery? I think he does.
I read
that
too. Yeah. I never read any Harry Potter. Do you read Harry Potter,
never
Austin?
Read a single word of Harry Potter.
No, I've never.
And I've never watched the movies.
Either have I.
You neither? You haven't either? I have no interest.
Clean sheet.
I don't either.
I got a clean slate when it comes to
my
Harry
uncle,
Potter.
My uncle, who has had the same mustache and is very cook-like in that he's regimented and has worn like the same clothes and starts his day the same and starts his day the same exact way and cuts his grass on Saturday morning at the same exact time every week once we get to the spring. He's that regimented.
How does Cook start his day?
With a beer.
I was just going to
say. He's that buttoned up, and he's that by the book, and he's that routine-oriented.
Okay.
When my cousin was in school and was into the Harry Potter books, he got into them too.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm kidding you not, he would dress up as like a wizard or a character to take her to the movies.
Wait, that's his kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I respect that from a parenting perspective, but I don't, you're that into it.
But there were other things that she had interest in that he would not do that for, like music-related and stuff.
But he just, he
liked
himself.
The Harry Potter books and had them at a incredible accelerated clip, too. And then
my
I
sister
think just
was
used,
a very, yeah,
I think used her
like
as a way
to safely express his faith.
Yes.
Yeah. My sister was a very precocious reader, like early, like I think she was six and she read the first one, like hundreds of
Holy
pages.
Cow.
My sister's very smart. And back kids these days won't even understand what I'm talking about. I would, because I was a good big brother, take her to Borders at like midnight when they would do these Harry Potter pre-orders.
Do Borders even exist anymore?
No, that's what I mean. Kids wouldn't know. There's a store called Borders that had books. It was kind of like a Barnes & Noble with a different
name. You could take
name.
Videos home and then you had to bring them back. It was called Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm. Still one of those left?
In Alaska.
Man, imagine just being the lone soldier of the Blockbuster era.
But anyway, so you'd go at a Borders at midnight.
Yeah, I would do the same thing. But I, unlike your uncle, I had no interest in that. Oh, Harry Potter's doing this. Harry Potter's doing that.
I was thinking about that when I was playing with Stella this weekend. Is she going to get to a point where not only do I just enjoy the act of playing with her, but I actually enjoy the toys and activities and stuff that she's into? Where I, even if she wasn't around, I'd be like, I kind of like doing this. If she didn't exist, I could see myself building this Lego tower, or I could see myself playing this video game.
So the video game thing for me, I mean, Lennox wanted to play Mario Party yesterday, so we did for like an hour, because he set the game, and then like I found myself going like, come on, man, what are you doing? We got to beat Donkey Kong. Are you crazy? Why don't you jump?
Yeah, we're not there yet. But we did get the 9-month checkup today, and they said hemoglobin levels, fantastic.
Big queen of hemoglobin over here.
They said, these are some great hemoglobin numbers.
Is that what's the hematocrit or whatever? I think that's another weird one. There's
yeah,
a bunch
she didn't
of
have that
ones.
Today, but she had hemoglobin. They like
any shots
her,
today?
No, they just pinched her foot for hemoglobin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay, I remember that one.
Aditi Kinkabwala joined us on Thursdays, and she told us a Wednesdays, thank you. Oops. And she told us last Wednesday that the Steelers were still doing their homework on quarterbacks in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
This was Omar Khan's response to a question about the quarterbacks on their roster today.
I think it's not realistic that we'll be taking a quarterback in round one, if that's what you're asking, no. There's some good players there, and I wouldn't close the door on anything. If there's an opportunity to improve that room, obviously we'll look at it. But like you said, we have three guys that are in one-year deals. We have to be open to it.
We have to be open to it. I think it's definitely now in play. And I wasn't sure after the Kyle Allen thing happened, because he's been a quarterback and he started a lot of games in the NFL, and he was part of that Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield draft class, and mm-hmm. played a lot for Carolina early on in his career and was at first not that bad. Yeah,
he was serviceable.
So you have more than a warm body as your third quarterback right now.
For sure.
But no one has a contract beyond this year. And I think here's what I think of that comment. I believe that there's a place in the draft. It's probably that pick they have early in the fourth round.
119.
Don't they have 102?
They have 20, 51, 84, 98, 119.
119?
Yeah, okay. 98 would be the closest to what
because 102 they traded to Philly. I think 119,
mm-hmm.
if Spencer Rattler is still there, I think it's strongly considered. Now, I don't think he will be,
he feels
but if for
like
some reason he's
late
there.
Too early three guy to me.
I know. If some reason he's there, I think they'll definitely consider it. And then if he's not the guy, if he goes earlier than that, I think in the late rounds, I think they could definitely take Jordan Travis from Florida State. And I've said that for a while.
Yeah, he's your Spencer Rattler. For the late
but
round
if you
guys.
Think about it, and I can't believe I'm saying this, doesn't he have a lot of poor man Kenny Pickett qualities? They used a first-round pick on Kenny, the 20th pick.
Wait, what does poor man's Kenny Pickett look like?
Well, I'm saying instead of the 20th pick, you get him in the 6th or 7th round. Guy that played in the ACC for a long time and really didn't put it all together until his last year there. And if he doesn't tear his ACL, if he doesn't screw up his knee, he's probably in New York for the Heisman Trophy presentation.
How many rounds
close.
Do you think it cost him in the draft? The knee.
Well, I mean, I think it could have potentially cost him several rounds, because if he's able to go through all of the draft process stuff, like the Senior Bowl and the Combine and everything healthy, maybe his stock does rise. So, yeah, I think it hurt him, definitely, because now, well, I mean, also, I mean, if he sucked in those situations, he could have turned himself into an undrafted prospect. Like, I don't think he was a slam dunk before this knee injury. He's older. He's not the biggest guy. He's only 6'1".
Here's another
name. He
didn't
have good numbers until this season.
So there's a couple other names that come to mind for me. One, just because I'm doing the little breadcrumb trails, right? So Carter Bradley, although given where he is perceived to be, like in Brugler's at least, his guide, he has him as a preferred free agent. He doesn't even have him as a draftable player. He's the first not. He even has Slovis ahead of him, but they sent their quarterbacks coach there.
Oh, God.
No. And then here's another name. Just because.
I like Keaton personally, but anybody that gets ranked below, like the Mendoza line in baseball,
is the Slovis line.
There's a Slovis line. I don't want to touch any quarterback who's ranked below him by these draft experts, man.
Brugler has.
Because I watched him at Pitt, and he couldn't get the job done in college, let alone the pros.
So here's another one then. This guy in Brugler's, I'm just using Danes as like a standard here, a control group. This guy's one spot behind Jordan Travis on Brugler's. He has Travis as a 5th or a 6th. This guy has a 6th or a 7th round grade. I know that, Dan Colbert, I think, from their scouting department, he went.
So did Arth, the quarterback's coach.
Sam Hartman.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, I know.
I don't know if Arth was there, but I know that.
No,
yeah,
I don't think Arth was
there.
They
always send people to Notre Dame's
pro
day.
But they love big school guys.
Sure.
They love guys that produce. Hartman's got that whole, like, he's a super senior, he's old, he's veteran.
He also looks like Jesus.
I thought until he cut the mullet, he looked like unfrozen caveman lawyer from those old SNL sketches.
Now he puts out strong Jesus vibes.
Did you see the thing going around? This messed with me badly on Facebook. Well, you wouldn't have it, but it's like, I guess it's being shared all over the place. And it's a bunch of girls, like three girls in just a very blasé setting. They're out like a food truck outside, or they're near like a juice cart. They're all holding different random items. Very, just the definition of a nothing picture. And then it says, close your eyes and barely open them for the truth. And when you do, you close your eyes and you look at the picture and you barely crack your eyes open. It's like either a silhouette of Jesus or Jared Leto. I'm not kidding, man. It has thoroughly broken my brain how they come up with this stuff.
And so who is it?
Well, I don't know. It's just that you're supposed to see this image. And sure enough, I was like, oh my God. Mm. Like, how does somebody, it's like a magic, you remember Magic Eyes when we were kids? It's like that.
I could never see
like
what,
image.
I could never see what people were looking for.
I'm going to show you the image, and I'm going to see if it works for you here.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Music means it's time for Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider emeritus, the Hall of Famer. Draft week, we wanted to bring Ed back. Unfortunately, Ed's not answering. And I guess that's his prerogative now because we don't pay Ed anymore. So if something better came up, it's his right to say the hell with those guys.
What if his something better was just, I want to have a glass of wine on the deck? Hanging out with Poppy, his little dog.
Poppy's still alive?
I think.
You got to be careful with that. Some of those French bulldogs, they get horrible urinary tract infections. They're susceptible to a lot of different...
I thought that was the English bulldog was much more susceptible.
Oh, the bulldogs in general. Don't forget about the American bulldog as well.
I thought of a...
Their urinary tracts.
I just thought of a joke right now.
You'd be drinking cranberry juice.
I thought of something I could say right now that you would laugh at. And I'm just going to zip the old lips here.
Did Matt Ryan have a better career than Ben Roethlisberger? Why are you even thinking about that?
No, he retired today. No. The answer is no, he did not.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No, I think he's like Hall of Very Good.
If you had to put him in, and the only way to do it was you pulled a Hall of Fame quarterback out to create a spot for him, who would you do that with?
Oh, boy. You have done it to me now. Now I actually have to go in, and I'm going to go look at every quarterback
that's
in there.
Would you pull Jim Kelly out for Matt Ryan?
Let me look. Let me just look on my own. And if it comes to me, if one answer comes to me, I'll know it.
Would you pull Warren Moon out for Matt Ryan?
No, I wouldn't.
Would you pull Dan Fouts out for Matt Ryan?
I would not.
Would you pull George Blanda out for Matt Ryan?
No. I wouldn't do that to Youngwood's own George Blanda.
Would you pull Kurt Warner out for Matt Ryan?
I looked at that and thought that, but Warner's best was better than Ryan's best.
I'd pull him out for him. I would do that in a heartbeat. If you had Matt Ryan as your quarterback for 15 years, you were getting better quarterback play than if you had Kurt Warner on your roster for 15 years. Now, Warner's highs were better than Ryan's highs, no doubt about it.
Warner's first three full seasons are just so unbelievably absurd given the era he was playing in. I know QB win-loss is not a thing or should not be a thing to
the degree
that
it
is, but like, it's just funny to see from 99 to 01, the guy went 35-8. And he was throwing a lot of picks, but it just didn't matter
because
he's throwing a ton of touchdowns.
Brock Purdy's record's going to look pretty good probably after 3 years.
All right, after some deliberation... I'm a guy who bemoans rings at all cost culture where, like, if a guy won a title, that guy is somehow automatically better than a much better player who didn't win a title. So I will pull Kurt Warner out of the Hall of Fame to place Matt Ryan in. But, I'm putting Matt Ryan in the Hall of Fame with, like, very muted fanfare.
Ed Bouchette, who's been a longtime Hall of Fame voter, joins us right now. Ed, did you vote Kurt Warner in?
Yeah, I did. I mean, wasn't he 2-time NFL MVP?
He was.
Yeah. No, he was deserving. I wouldn't put Matt Ryan in over him, that's for sure.
Matt Ryan had more good years.
He blew a Super Bowl, too.
Okay, well, Jerome Bettis fumbled against the Colts. That shouldn't have been used against him.
It would have been if they'd have lost that game.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Would you have agreed?
Buckner. He's Bill Buckner.
But would you have agreed with that?
No, but, no. You know, what are you going to do? That's the way it goes. You know, if that lost them that game, I guarantee you, I don't think Jerome had a harder time getting in as it was.
Yeah. See, Ed, these are the conversations with you I miss.
Ed, I got to pull at this.
Just not the same with Kabali, Ed. No offense to him.
Yeah, he'll take offense, though, even though you didn't intend
to. Just don't ask me about the current Steelers.
No, hold on, Ed. I have to ask one more about Matt Ryan. Do you really consider that Super Bowl him blowing it or their defense just completely cratering? Because he and Julio were making plays in that game late.
Yeah, good point, Chris.
The coaches blew it.
Yeah.
The coaches blew it. They had that big lead. What would Bill Cowher have done with that big lead?
Oh, he'd have pounded the rock.
Run on the ball.
They'd have been running the ball left and right.
Ed, I have a question about where things would go for you as a reporter when we were this close to the draft. How often would you know on the Monday before a Thursday draft or a few days away, depending, I mean, they didn't always draft on Thursday night, but would you have a pretty good idea of who they were going to draft just a few days before the pick would be turned in?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, sometimes yes, you had a pretty good idea. And I picked a couple of them right when I did a mock draft. I waited to the end to do my mock draft. But sometimes I was so far off, it was ridiculous.
How close did they play that information to the vest, Ed? Were they pretty good about letting you know what was going
on? Today? I'm sorry. What was that, Tony? One more time.
I said, did they play things pretty close to the vest, or were they pretty good about giving you information?
Oh, yeah. No, they wouldn't tell us anything. You just had to. You were calling people, you were talking, you were putting together, and you knew what they needed. You knew who the best guy was there that did. One time, I'll tell you, it was early on when I covered the team, 87. I wrote a mock draft, and I picked Rod Woodson, but I said they had to trade up to get him because there was no way they were going to get him at 10.
Mm-hmm.
They got him at 10.
Yep.
Ed, let me ask you this one. Did you ever have it happen in your career where you felt pretty confident they were going to pick a guy, and then what actually happened on draft day just completely blindsided you, like one that sticks out?
Oh, boy, Chris.
I know I'm asking you for technically a time you got it wrong, which isn't the nicest question, but like just a time where they kept it so close and under wraps that
how about the Roethlisberger
even your sources
one?
Had no idea.
Did you see that coming, Ed? Did you see Ben coming?
No, I don't think anybody saw Ben coming. I think we knew that it was the big thing was Sean Andrews back then. I mean, that's who we thought they might draft.
Yep.
The guard from Auburn. And no, I don't think we thought any of the quarterbacks would drop to them. And they still had a pretty good quarterback we thought they had a pretty good quarterback, although his 2003 season wasn't the best.
Tommy Maddox.
Ed, what do you make of Omar Khan said today, he just said, he was asked about, like, what, best player available, and he said, we draft the best player available at a position of need. Do you think that's a more honest answer than sometimes the Steelers would give in the Colbert regime of best player available, even when we all knew that wasn't the case?
No, I don't think they stuck to that. I think Kevin has said that a number of times, too. And you know what? I don't like this Kevin bashing lately. You know, it's like Omar can't do anything right, wrong, and Kevin couldn't do anything right. No, let's give Omar a couple more years to see if he comes up with some clunkers. They all do. I'm not down on Omar. I'm just saying they all do. Art Rooney Jr. had the greatest draft in the history of drafts, no matter what sport.
And then he got fired by his brother.
Yes. And he had some clunker drafts, too. So they all do. But
I think every criticism of
– I think that is on point, that they – you have to anymore, because back in the day when they did the best athlete available, best player available, if you will, not athlete, that was a misnomer. They could keep forever. And then when 93 came in and they opened up the free agency, now you only got a guy for 4 years unless give him another contract, or he can become a free agent even if you want to give him another contract. So it's not the same. You could stockpile guys before. Now, you can't.
Ed, what did you make of the Russell Wilson and Justin Fields moves?
I love them both. I mean, they were both. Didn't I tell you guys that?
Oh, you were all over Russell Wilson, and we've given you ample. You said we're bashing Kevin. We've been praising you up and down for the Russell Wilson prognosis.
Yeah, our praise for you is the yin to that yang.
I don't mean you guys bashing Kevin. I mean, it just seems to be the thing now with a lot of people. Yeah, that was a no-brainer. And then the Russell Wilson trade, are you kidding me? My only question is, who are you going to pick long-term, if you are looking long-term? Who are you picking? And when I say long-term, next 3 years, who are you picking? And how do you decide that? And when do you decide that? They're not going to pick up
Fields' fifth year up. How would you handle that, Ed? The Fields situation contractually, if you were them.
I think I might try and get an extension on him now, but you're not going to offer him much. And then if you wait till after the season, those lights out, you're going to have to pay the pony or he's going to go somewhere else. But you still have Russell Wilson, right? Depending on what happened to Russell Wilson. Now, from everything I've heard, they're going to try and extend Russell Wilson after the season. But if you extend one of them, you can't extend both.
Yep.
They're both not going to stay. I don't think they would both stay if one's a starter and the other's going to be a backup.
And what do you think they should do in the draft?
Well, they have three needs, and I think you guys know all three: center, wide receiver. I mean, glaring needs,
yep.
And cornerback.
Not tackle?
People are forgetting about cornerback. No, I don't think they have a glaring need at tackle. I think they have a want at tackle. They have that guy at left tackle, and they got the guy at right tackle, right?
I just don't like the fact that the guy at left tackle is the inferior player, and it's forcing the guy at right tackle to not play his natural position, which is left tackle.
That's okay. That's happened before. You don't have a center. They don't have a center. They do have a left tackle, right? They do have a right tackle. They don't have a center. I don't care Herbig or whoever all these guys are. They don't have a center. They talk about bringing that other guy back. They cut from last year who couldn't snap, right?
Correct. I don't think they'll bring him back, Ed.
Oh, man.
But they do have Dante Jackson at cornerback, Ed. Do they really need a corner when they just got the vaunted Dante Jackson in that Deontay Johnson trade?
Okay, you've heard how every team now needs at least three corners.
Oh, I know.
Who's a third?
They don't have a third.
No. Well, if they're counting on Corey Trice to come back healthy, they're in trouble, I admit.
What happens if somebody gets hurt?
Right.
Then they get none. Joey Porter gets hurt. And this guy they signed, you know, it's not Rod Woodson in his prime. I mean, how old is he? And they didn't even pay that much for him. Oh, that was in a trade with Carolina.
Yeah, he's 28 years old. He's coming off
an injury, Ed.
Yeah, but that's not old either. But he hasn't done anything. I don't know. He's a nice guy to have, but I think you need another starter. That's just me.
Ed, when we get to Thursday and there's so much hoopla over the draft, will you miss it?
Oh, Pony, I would have loved to have missed it the last 5 years I was working.
Ed,
I don't mind the draft. It's not the draft. It's everything leading up to the draft. Yeah. It's just all speculation and all BS.
Live in that. I traffic in that. I blather myself and bathe in it, Ed.
This is Pony's stock in trade, what you just described, Ed.
Some people love it. I didn't.
Ed, what do you make of like the idea that they trade one of their picks for one of these big wide receivers? You like that?
Which big wide receiver are you talking
like
about?
Like Ayuk or T. Higgins or
an established guy.
What are you going to pay Ayuk?
Probably $25 million.
What are you going to get?
You'd have to give up the 20th pick probably and pay him $25 to $28 million.
I'm sorry. I'm not there. Tom Donahoe said this a long time ago, they're a dime a dozen. Now, that may be overstating it, but I think you could find some wide receivers. I'm really surprised they didn't sign one in free agency.
Like Boyd.
Well, you know.
Was there real bad blood there? Was there actual bad blood from him saying that the team that he thought the Steelers quit a couple of years ago? Do you think that actually lingered and people in the Steelers organization held that against him?
No, I don't think so. I don't think you hold that. That's just talk. You know, that's what Mike Pollman calls elevator music.
Or popcorn, or any of the number of expressions he has for that stuff.
Ed, one more I just wanted to get your take on, because this is a classic Steelers position that they addressed with a pretty big money move. What did you think of the Queen deal?
That was a good one. Yeah, they needed an inside linebacker, and they got him. That's good. That's a hole you don't have to fill. If you can fill holes in free agency, and they're not paying quarterbacks big money, so they should have some money, and they've spent it. That's why I'm a little surprised they didn't get another wide receiver, because it takes the pressure off you going into the draft. Get a guy in here, you know, who can play. You don't have to get Jerry Rice in his prime. Get somebody in here who can play, and then draft your guy in the second round. You know, I mean, I don't know. They must have a plan, I guess. I don't know. draft is coming up. If they don't get one before the draft, I don't know where else they're going to get one but the draft.
For the record, Ed, I would have taken like 39 or 40-year-old Jerry Rice in here as wide receiver two for the time being.
Yeah, well, bring Hines Ward back. Oh, he's coaching.
Ed, and not here, which is another issue. Ed, great catching up with you. We'll talk again soon, okay?
See you, Ed.
Right. We'll love bugging you. See there you later. Go, Ed Bouchette. Told you we'd be right back. We'll get to the Donnie Football debrief here. Brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread in a second. More batting practice issues for the Pirates. A Brewers player struck by an Alika Williams line drive. Noah Hiles 5 minutes ago says the player is still down. He's been down for a few minutes.
How does this keep happening? This is the second time.
Joey Bart hit in the head by a home run in New York, couldn't play.
And this one sounds like pretty scary stuff. I'm
players huddled around the guy.
The guy's in like
trainers running out there to
the guy's
him.
In middle depth outfield. So it's not like necessarily. I'm saying this pony, but it almost seems like ridiculous to say if he's standing like on third base or something, you imagine he could have gotten hit by a screamer. But that ball's still moving at a very high rate of speed, even if it's in middle distance outfield.
Yeah, we don't know who it is yet. We'll wait to see what happened there. Dan Zangrilli will, of course, have more when he hosts the North Shore Tavern leadoff show presented by Pella Windows coming your way at 5:45. All right, Little Austin, what do we got for today?
Well, the Denver Broncos announced some new uniforms that they're going to be wearing, and especially the alternates are the ones taking headlines. Well, the Broncos with Pat Surtain had a video with the Bronco, the Ford Bronco, and also an old-school classic Ford Bronco. It was not a Ford commercial, even though it seemed like it. And they're bringing back the old Denver D logo and the Bronco in the logo.
Malzy loves it.
You got to like it.
That's what color was the Ford Bronco in the ad with him?
It was, I think the first one was gray and the last one was orange.
Are they keeping the colors of the current Broncos or are they using the blue and orange from back in the 80s
that's
and
the
90s? Throw,
that's just the alternate
jersey. That's the alternate
jersey.
Throwback. They screwed these up, Pony. Let's be honest. They did a perfect job with the throwback alternate. They did like much truer to the Orange Crush look of the 80s. The rest of them looks like the bastard child of whatever people wanted versus, hey, let's bring in Troy Nunes and run the freeze option because we just redid Syracuse in the 2000s. They look hideous.
You know, every time we have one of these topics in the debrief, there's a little bit of me that is like, I don't care what these teams look like. But then I stop myself and I think, I'm staring at a Pitt helmet in our studio right now, and it makes me think of when Pitt had the Panther head on the gold and navy blue.
What did people call it? Oh, there was a specific name with how that Panther head actually looked.
But even then, when they went to block letters and they still didn't even have the right colors.
Yeah.
So this matters. What the team looks like, their uniform colors, with their helmet, with their logo, all of this is a big deal.
Even that old San Marino helmet in my corner of the room, it's like the more classic mustard and like a darker royal blue.
Yes.
Looks incredible. Man, what is Pitt fans had like a term for that stupid-looking Panther that they had on there for a while because everyone hated it. And now it's going to drive me nuts if I don't think of it. People care about this stuff.
Well, did people at Penn State get pissed when O'Brien let guys put the names on the uniforms? Was that a big to-do up there?
I think it was just a little bit, but some people understood like the reasoning and why. I'm trying to go back to the basics.
It was also they're the guys that decided to stay here through all of this, and he wanted them like recognized.
And their names have not been on the uniform again for like a decade.
It ticks me off as a guy that never rooted for the team up there, but I think they've only done this for hoops. In fact, I'm 99% sure it's only been for hoops. Their original colors, any Penn Stater will be happy to tell you, pink and black. Just give me one time where you go all jet black uniforms, matte black helmets, and pink numbers.
Penn State?
Yes.
No, people would faint if that happened.
How about pink uniforms and black numbers? Matte pink helmets.
I'd like to see it for a game, but I feel like they're traditionalists and old school, old fogies up there.
Our pal Fred, a diehard Pitt guy, says it was the Dino Cat. That's what Pitt fans called it. That's exactly right. The Dino Cat. No, I wanted people care about this stuff whether like you or I do or not. You know, it's a uniform I'd love to see fully back, and I don't think that they still go with the wine and the burgundy colors or whatever. The Cavaliers need to go back to the Mark Price, Larry Nance, the ball going through the V as a net, the true Cavs logo from like '89. Give me that logo on the Hoops team.
I like the Penguins from the 60s and 70s. They'll never do it again because Sid got hurt and got injured in that uniform, and he's so superstitious in the Winter Classic.
If they trotted that out, he'd say, trade me. He'd say,
That's why they'll never do it. It's been retired because of it. But they weren't allowed to wear black and gold initially because those were the Bruins colors. I like the Carolina blue and navy blue Penguins sweaters
from back
in the day.
I didn't love the navy ones. I like the powder blue 08 Winter Classic ones. What is the best era of uniforms and the worst? Because I think the 90s brought some abominations. Like the late 90s, man, people were trying way too hard.
70s are pretty good.
You know, it was a great team uni that.
What if I said 1930s, just out of this world with uniforms?
Supersonics logo. They need to give the Sonics their team back and then give that old green and gold look.
Coming up in just a few minutes, by the way, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. Clouds and a low of 42. So if you're going to the Pirates game tonight, might want to bundle up a little bit. Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin talking about the biggest draft topics you guys want info on. The centers in the draft. The wide receivers. Would they trade down?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.